First things first, Old Dominion University State of the Commonwealth report looked into the current status of marijuana in Virginia. It found that 12% of Virginians say they used pot in the last year, and 7% in the last month. That's relatively consistent among white and African American populations. What's different is arrest data. African Americans are more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession. With that in mind, the report then looks into what would happen if Virginia decriminalized pot possession versus legalizing it entirely. Bob McNabb helped compile the report. He says that in other states that have decriminalized, the racial disparities and arrests tended to continue. There's another issue, too.
Just because you don't face a criminal charge for possession of marijuana, you still have to go to somebody who is an illegal supplier, and that supply side of the market carries risk.
On the other hand, legalization brings the entire market into a regulated state. Overall usage of pot in states that have legalized hasn't really changed, the report found, but they have experienced an increased number of car crashes and emergency room visits by teens.
When you bring marijuana out of the black market into the gray market, now people are competing on price and quality. So the potency of marijuana has increased dramatically in Colorado over the last 5 years, and the price has dropped about 50%.
McNabb also says the revenue generated from taxing marijuana in states that have legalized has so far been relatively modest. I'm Nick Gilmore.